Mick Wayman, good morning.
Morning, Kim.
How are you, mate?
Very well.
Good. Now, before we get into tipping for this round, I want your thoughts on what the Dragons boys did on the weekend.
Stupidity. One word. Very, very disappointed. Yeah, like we look at this, we're all in the same boat here, right across Australia. We all know we can't do these things. If me or you did it, we'd be in the same boat. But we think, we forget about, you know, how the NRL has actually gone to the governments and said, look, we'll make this work if, you know, we can do it the right way. So they've obviously made exemptions, and a part of that exemption was they needed to be in the bubble. Well, they stayed in the bubble, but they just broke the rules everywhere. And for me, you know, you look at all these people that have lost their incomes and lost their jobs, and businesses have had to close. You know, you look at hairdressers, they've had to pull the pin so many times. Well, there's probably a heap of them that are out. Now, you imagine being a hairdresser that's lost their business and their livelihood, and you look at these clowns that decide to have a drink together and break all the rules. It's just rubbing egg in their face for me. Yeah, I'm not overly impressed with it all. You know, I know Paul Vaughan personally. He's a good fella. He's made an error of a judgment, but it's not just once. He's done it a couple of times now, and he's paid the ultimate price. And, you know, I applaud the NRL and I applaud the Dragons for what they've done. It would have been a tough decision, but, you know, I think they've got a lot of supporters and fans, and just the general public now know that, you know, the Dragons are the real deal, and they're going to really come down hard on this and make an example of people.
Yeah, there's got to be consequences, doesn't there?
There has to be. You know, we look at the Warriors and Melbourne Storm. These two teams have been away from their families for 6 months at a time the last 2 years. They haven't seen their family for 6 months. These guys at St George, you know, they've got their families with them, they've got everything there, yet they still have to go and do this.
It's pretty infuriating.
Oh, it is. It really, mate, I know how hard it is to run a business in these unprecedented times.
Yeah.
But, you know, it really just, it annoys me, and it's sad, but, you know, as an ex-player, these guys obviously don't care too much about the club itself.
Well, let's talk about tonight's match. It's Manly taking on the Raiders now. I am not feeling confident at all, Mick Wayman, about the Raiders right now.
Neither am I, Kim. For me, I think Manly are going to be way too strong. I think the Raiders are going to turn around and have a crack. You know, they've hit rock bottom now for me. They've really hit rock bottom. Last week was embarrassing. They want to turn that around, but geez, it doesn't get much harder, does it?
No, it does not at all. What about tomorrow night with the Rabbitohs and the Cowboys at Stadium Australia?
Yeah, same thing. I think the Rabbits, they're always going to win that game last week. You take your foot off the pedal and the team always comes back and nearly gets there. But for me, I thought the Rabbits just done enough to win. They were never going to get beat. That's all you got to do in today's game, isn't it?
Mm.
Points to the opposition and stop them from scoring. And I reckon the coach would have been a little bit annoyed with those last couple of tries. But, you know, 2 points is 2 points. So, yeah, I think they'll be right this week.
Pick the score went off last week, $800. But we're back to $200 tomorrow night. What's the full-time score?
I think it's going to be 30-8.
Oh, you've changed.
I have.
Okay. 30-8 it is. Saturday, Bulldogs and Roosters at Bankwest.
No, I think the Roosters will be, they were embarrassing last week, and I know they would have been watching the video pretty closely and seeing where they could go wrong and what they've got to improve on, and yeah, I think they'll bounce right back this week.
Now, Sunday, the Sharkies and the Warriors at Jubilee.
Well, the Warriors were disappointed with last week. You know, to go down by 1 point extra time, I think, pretty hard for them. So, yeah, for me, I think the Warriors will bounce back. It'll be a tough game, and I think they'll beat the Sharks.
Okay, Sharkies are at number 8, so they've snuck in there.
Snuck in there, and they're just sort of poking along, but I think the Warriors will be too strong.
Yeah, Warriors are just a mystery box, so you never know what you're going to get week to week with them. All right, well, that is the current round, because it's the other side of that round from Origin Game 1.
Beautiful.
In a roundabout way. So you and I are going to catch up too about State of Origin before next Wednesday night, so I want to get your thoughts on that. But in the meantime, Mick Wayman, thank you for your thoughts about the NRL round this weekend.
No worries, Kim. Thank you.